Good morning.
Today's Bible reading will be in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Seeing the crowds went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Amen.
Good morning,
Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Church.
Good morning.
It's a blessing. God has blessed us since last time we departed from here. God has shown mercy to you and me. By the grace, we are here to render our worship unto Him. It's time for us to listen to what God has for us today. I thank the reader, and it is exactly what I want him to read. We have been called for a purpose. As 2:47 says, "The Lord added to the church, then those who were being saved." One thing I have studied the Bible and noticed that God wants us to be in a certain standard. God has called us from the power of darkness into His dear kingdom for us to train us to a certain level. That is why I choose this Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. At times, we call it the Sermon on the Mount. And we call it beatitude, beatitude. The thing God expects from us, God, the standard God wants us to be, the standard God wants us as a Christian to be. That is, and what if you listen very well, what the Bible reader, it mentions a lot of things. And it is a package. It is a package. And God wants us to be on a certain level, this character. He said, and not only this Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. In Ephesians, if you read Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22, 23, and there is another package also there for us to be. God wants us to be on that standard. This one we call it beatitude. In that Galatians 5, 22 to 23, we call it the fruit of the Spirit. Or I can say the fruit of the Christianity. Because God wants us to be a special people. He wants to prepare us to a certain level. You call it the fruit of the Spirit. It is a package. The same thing what you read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. Not only that place, I think about 1 month ago, our brother Francis came and say something about Ephesians chapter 6. How we can stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, going. How we, as a Christian, we can stand. All these three chapter verses which I have quoted is saying the same thing. It's one way or the other is saying the same thing. God wants us to be giving a standard. God has set a standard for you and me to be there. But if I combine all these three passages, it seems like if I go them one by one, maybe it will take us about 40 days and 40 nights, as Jesus did on the wilderness. It will take us about 40 days and 40 nights. And maybe God will say, I'm going to use 1 hour. I'm kidding, eh? We are going to know the reason, because all this trade, God wants, it's a standard, it's a package. God wants. So when I got this assignment, I was thinking, so what am I supposed to start from? Because all this trade is a package. So where did I start from? So with prayers, God help me to choose one place, only one place. And I thank the teacher, it seems like Holy Spirit is working all together. Readiness is very, very important. So I choose Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. Please, let's take our Bible to that place. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Because all this package, I don't know where to start, but God so good, I have choose what? Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Let's repeat that verse for me. Thank you.
Later than the pure and the peacemaker, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Yeah. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. So my title, or I was wondering, where do I come from? Where do I start? So my title is, we are peacemakers. We are peacemakers. That is what I can say. Because what I read and the teachings you got this morning, everything, what I can make is, we are peacemakers. Why am I saying so? He said blessed. The word blessed comes from the Greek word makarios. Greek word makarios. And a lot of people translate this blessed as happiness, or congratulations to. But this is not the accurate way. This is not the accurate way. Blessed means approved by God. Blessed means we have been approved by God. We are Christian, not that we choose to do that. It means God choose that particular name, Christianity. God is God who choose that one. Nobody did that one. So blessed. Let's see. Blessed is something approved by God. Look at Psalm 1. He said, one is blessed because he delights is in the law of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Israel is blessed because they are a people saved by the Lord, and God is with them. If you read Psalm 32, verse 1, it says, blessed are those who have been forgiven. If you read James chapter 1, verse 12, it says, blessed are those who have endured. You see, so blessed doesn't mean happiness. Blessed means we are approved by God. And this is what the quotation you read, Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12, is something that is approved by God. It's God who has put his stamp on it. And God wants us, you, me, to have this attitude, character, and behavior when you come together as a church, or as we call ourselves Christians. Not only that, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, he's saying the same thing. We have to bear the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Not that if I want or I, it, we have to become, we have to be like this, because that particular thing, the package is approved. It's approved by God. And you and me need to grow to be that standard. That is our level. That is our measurement. God is have measured that one for us. That is our measurement. And that we focus at times, he says, look at into the Christ. If you look unto the Christ or be fruitful on the Holy Spirit, it's the same thing. Or we need to stand up. He says you have to stand. And how can you stand? That's why I was saying, Brother Francis came here and tell us, there are certain things we must do before you can do what? You can stand. There are some things we have to do as a Christian together so that you can what? You can stand. I can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. That is why God has called us together. Together. So we need togetherness to achieve all this thing, all this package. I can't do it alone, please. You cannot do it alone. It is true. There's no argument on that you cannot do it alone unless we come together to do it. All these three packages, how can you do it? So when you come here, there is a sort of sense for a place where I am not good on that. So my other brother is very good on that place. So what do? We learn from each other. That is why he said we have to come together. Togetherness is very, very important. It is very, very important. And the God or Jesus Christ whom we are following, he is what? He is a prince. He is called a prince of what? Peace. Jesus is called Prince of Peace. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Jesus is called Prince of Peace. Brother, we have to be the peacemakers. That is our job. That is our job. Peacemakers. We are peacemakers. We have to come together to do that. I can't do it alone. It is our duty to make peace with our brothers. And not only that one alone. We also have, because our teacher said, we also have to make people peace with their God. That is our duty. That is our responsibility. Jesus said it in different way. In Matthew chapter 28, when he rose up from the dead. We know all the scriptures. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Please, let's go there quickly. Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said it in different ways, but it's the same thing. Because God has chosen us to make peace. Not to make peace with only brethren, but to make peace with people, with God, their God. It is our duty. God can choose. God is omnipotent. omnipotent. God is more all powerful. God can choose angels to do this job. But God has given to you and me that it is our responsibility, our duty to go there and what? And make peace with others. Please don't ignore your job. Our job, our main work is to make peace. We are peacemakers. We are peacemakers. So please, let's read Matthew chapter 28, when Jesus rose from the dead. He said what? Matthew 28, verse 18 to 19. Brothers, Brother Luke, please help me. Locking.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
Thank you. In other words, he said, "Go and make peace." He said, "Go and make peace." Baptizing, after the peace, you baptize them. And the baptism, when we are doing baptism, is the Lord who added them to the church. And after that, we need to teach them. That is our job. A lot of people come here and they leave because of lack of teachings. You can't teach the people. We have to teach, we have to prepare ourselves very well. Because if you accept it or not, that is our job. That is our job. If you ignore it, it is an insult. It is an insult to God. We are insulting God when we try to ignore our duties. The purpose God called us, all of us together, if you try to ignore the job, which means we are insulting God, because God knows that we can do it. We have different talents. Not everybody can come here and teach or preach or lead communion or this. Nobody, not everyone. But we are together. Togetherness, we can do it. That is why we need to come together to make peace, because we ourselves are peacemakers. That is our job. We are peacemakers. Somebody will say, I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified to be a peacemaker. Excuses. A lot, when this God called a lot of people, there is a lot of excuses. God knows all these things that you are here with, a lot of excuses. But you are qualified. I is qualified because when I breathe, I hear the gospel, I breathe, I repent, I baptize, I allow God to add me to his church, I am more than qualified to do that. Now, not only that, I think the famous quotation we normally quote, but maybe you don't understand it properly. This time you will read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2. So that quickly, please, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, so that I want to say something. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. It seems like I didn't hear the word properly. Please, somebody.
But you are a chosen generation.
Yeah.
A royal priesthood.
Yeah.
A holy nation. His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
So, what qualification do you want anymore? What qualification do you want anymore to make peace? What qualification do you want anymore? Peter said, but you are a chosen generation. Jesus, God has chosen a lot of people. In the Bible, God has made a lot of choices. He has called, he chose Noah, he chose Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, a lot of people, as you think of. He even a place where his church is supposed to start, God chose that one, that place. He didn't choose Accra. Ghana, where the capital of Accra. He didn't choose that. He didn't choose Mumbai. That's the capital. He didn't choose London. He chose, God has already chose a place where even his church is supposed to start. So Peter is saying that if you don't know where, what we are a chosen what? Generation. A royal priesthood. Do you understand that one? A royal priesthood. In the Bible, only two people qualify for that. Only two people. Who can name them? Only two people. The first one is what? Melchizedek. Melchizedek is a priest and a king at the same time. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, became the second. He became, he's a king and is what? A priest at the same time. Now, when Peter is writing this to Christians, he said, now, God has added you to that title. Title. So, what make you, where is all these excuses? Please, I say, we are peacemakers. We are peacemakers. Where are these all excuses? So we are three now. Melchizedek, Jesus Christ, and we. And we have the same title. As Jesus came here to work, and you can read a lot of Bible, how Jesus feed people, how people all doing all these things, preach the gospel, all these things. Because he was priest and what? King. So, my brother and my sisters, one thing we are limited. We are limited is the mistake you do or what has passed away, you don't have ability to go back and what to correct it. That is our that is our standard. God said that you don't have that ability. What you make mistake, even in life, in worship, anything you make mistake, it, you don't have that ability to go back. If you are going back, a lot of people will go back and correct their situations, but you don't have that ability. Only that. But apart from that, we can be peacemakers. We are peacemakers because that is the reason why God has called us. God says we all have to come together as one to be peacemakers. We all have to come to one. Now, you are a priesthood. You are a royal priest. Either you are a female, teacher is saying in the Old Testament, it's making an example. So I was watching and I said, what? It's making an example, even how Old Testament doesn't recognize ladies if you're a woman. But in Christ, if you're a woman or man, we have the same level. Although, when you come to worship, the activities you are doing here is keeping women to be what? Silent. That doesn't mean that women, their post is, have been removed. We are all the same in the eye of in the sight of our God. We are all the same. We are all the same. We all need to make what? Peace. We are all need to make peace because that is our job. I want us to look at some chart before I sit down. We have to look some comparison. You say a parallel comparison of Israel and the church. You see, he said Israel was in bondage in Egypt. Was in bondage in Egypt. And Israel need a deliverer. And the deliverer was what? Moses. So Moses delivered these people and they passed through the Red Sea. And they came to where? Mount Sinai. They came to Mount Sinai. God nourished them. You can read it. It is a physical thing. We all can read it in the Bible. God nourished them on the bread, what? From heaven. And one day, they crossed the Jordan River before they get to their promised land, which is full with what?
Milk and honey.
If you look about the spiritual aspect, you can look at about the spiritual aspect. The second line, he said, all mankind is inbounded to sin when Christ came to this earth. So in Romans chapter 1, he said, Gentiles, you have sinned. Romans chapter 2, he said, Israel, Jews, you also have sinned. Romans chapter 3, he said, all have sinned. This all means Jew and Gentiles. You all have sinned and you all need Savior. So, how can you be saved, our sins forgiven, unless you pass through the blood of Christ? That is why Jesus made this sacrifice, so that you and me can become together. Jew and Gentiles can become together once again. So, here, after we have been, our sins have been forgiven, you have been washed by the blood of Christ, where did you come? You come to Mountain Zion. Mountain Zion is the same thing as Church of Christ. Mountain Zion. We are here. Mountain Zion is the place where, what? That's why Lord said, teaching them. Here is the place where we are now. We are here in spiritual wilderness. At times, the Bible says, we are not from the world. But where are you from? Because in spiritually, we are different. Please, wherever you will be, try to be a peacemaker. Wherever you be, God expects you to be, because you are a special people. At times, it seems that you disrespect ourselves. Not that we, because our thing is coming from God, not that we are. I forget the quotation. I'll give you to you later. So here you come to Mount Zion, where we nourish by what? The word of God. John chapter 6. Where we nourish. So we are here till Jesus, because it is necessary for Jesus to come back again and take us to the place where he has promised us. That is where? Heaven. That is all our aim. Our suffering. That's why I say, if you read Beatitude number 12, please, let us read that is number 4. Beatitude, the last one. He said, rejoice. Rejoice. Do you understand the word rejoice? We have to rejoice. If all these things happen to us, we have to rejoice. So, bringing everything together on conclusion, I want us to read something from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians, because I want to hear this verse properly. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4, so that I can see that. Yeah.
All right, brethren, I do not want you to know that all our fathers were born as stars, all passed through the sea. All we baptize into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All get the same spiritual gift, and all grant the same spiritual gift. For this grant of the spiritual law that follows them, and that shall cause us. But with most of them, God does not live, and their bodies are scattered in the wilderness. Now, these things became our examples, to teach them that we should not love other evil things as they also love them. And do not become idolaters as they have some of them, as we written, for people such as we have been, and those of the flesh. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them be.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you. He said, let those who take the stand be very careful that they not fall. Please, if you have listened to the reading, he said, when they are on the wilderness in Mount Sinai, when they are waiting for their promised land, they mourn on. They do a lot of things. A lot of things go on which is not praise God. Was not praise God. So what did God do? He said one day about what? 23,000 people were killed. God killed about 23,000. So don't think that when you become Christian, that it ended. That is not, it is the beginning of our journey to where? To heaven. It is our beginning. When you baptize and God add air to the church, that is the beginning of our journey to heaven. So he said about even some people murmur, some people cause adultery, and even God let the snakes just kill out and just kill them. And they cried to God and said, you know all these things. So he said, this is an example. That one on the top line, we are so good. God has blessed us because we have example to follow. These people, they don't have any example. And we have example that we have to be very careful while we are here. While we are waiting for the Lord coming, the second coming, we need to be very careful. And he said, let the person who think he stand be very careful that he must not fall. Please, we need to be a peacemaker. Thank you very much.
We're grateful to God for that wonderful word of exhortation. We pray that the Lord will bless it in our hearts. Make us a doer and not a hearer alone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We shall rise into our feet while we sing.